Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Paul and Jordana and DJ and you, thanks for joining us on Thursday. How's your health? No, let me back up. How's your mental health? The last 2 years have been a train wreck, I think, for everybody, but some much more so than others. And teenagers in our midst are not doing okay. A new CDC survey is shedding light on how the pandemic has affected high school students mentally. Nearly a third of high school students surveyed said they experienced poor mental health. About 44% reported feeling sad or hopeless. 44% just in the last year. A little more than half say they've experienced emotional abuse by a parent. This study followed almost 8,000 high school students from 128 schools across the nation. And again, CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, releasing this report, trying to get the word out to parents, loved ones, friends. We need to do more to help our teenagers. As students transition into college, Bethel University in Arden Hills is making mental health a priority. And joining us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline is Miranda Powers. She is VP of Student Experience at Bethel. Miranda, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Is this worse than you can recall? I mean, is this really a whole new level of concern when it comes to teens and mental health than anything you've witnessed before in your career?
Well, student mental health has really been at the forefront these last several years, and I think the pandemic has sort of exacerbated that and really brought it to the forefront. As you know, you said this, it's been a tough 2 years for everyone. There's been so much unpredictability. Will I be in person? Will I be remote for school? Just different ways of learning and engaging in family systems, I think, has brought it to a different level than I've seen it. But really, different things are an issue than once were, right?
Mm-hmm. How so?
Well, I would just say, that unpredictability, people are feeling a different sense of grief, activities that were once normal are no longer, and they're trying to figure out, how do I join back into life as I once knew it, right?
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I'm finding? That a lot of the kids are using masks as sort of a security blanket. Like, even mm-hmm. though they have been, and I'm not judging this in any way, shape, or form. I wear my mask everywhere, but I find that a lot of them don't want to let them go because it was the only thing that gave them a sense of control. And even though the high schools maybe or the middle schools have said you don't have to wear it anymore, a lot of kids are still doing that. Is that, do you look at that as like a positive thing, or do you think they should, or is it more on the negative that they are too anxious?
Yeah, I do think there is an increase in anxiety, and for some around health issues, the mask certainly has become a security blanket. I also would say we're seeing that invitation. It's no longer just enough to have an event on campus or to do something, right? That we really need to invite students. We want you to come to this. They've gotten so accustomed to connecting virtually that they've forgotten what it means to be in community and in person. And I think that's right. changed the way that they interact. And so it's critical. I think there's so much that happens in those moments when we're going to and from an event or we walk together to do something, right? Mm-hmm. And we sort of need to learn how to be in community again. It's one of the most fundamental skills and one of the ways that I think we're designed as humans.
Right. Yeah, no question about that. We were engineered to interact face-to-face. And, you know, we've made the best of it with Zoom, mm-hmm. but it's still suboptimal. And I'm just curious, in terms of stigma, the way you're doing this at Bethel, how is it better? How is it different? What have you learned that you can share with listeners that may help them, regardless of what school they're going to right now or where their kids go to school?
Yeah, we're putting a focus on mental health in a variety of ways. So part of this includes some training for our staff, and specifically, just recently, our athletic staff will be getting trained in mental health first aid. So trying to take that training and expand it, not just for people who you would traditionally say, oh, the counseling center or this office or that office, but to include faculty and others. So we also focus on a collaborative circle of care between residents life, academics, the counseling center, to identify when are students struggling early and who's the best person to follow up? How can they get that care, right? Mm-hmm. And then also at Bethel, we really focus on holistic student care, that we're emotional, social, spiritual beings. And as such, we need to be thinking about our mental health and our physical health and all the things holistically. So our students take a first-year course called Well-Being. And then this fall, we put together a chapel series on neurobiology and mental health. We did a mental health awareness week in the spring to really take that stigma away and just say, here's some fun ways to be in conversation about important topics and some resources that we have available on campus to get that kind of out in the open where people can engage with it and with each other.
I love that they have to take a class on well-being and maybe some self-care in there. That's so important, and we should be teaching that. Miranda, and we're speaking with Miranda Powers, the Vice President of the Students' Experience at Bethel University. Miranda, is this reversible? You know, these kids have been living 2 years in this pandemic, anxiety, isolation. Do you I know we always hear kids are resilient, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there's a limit to resilience, too. But do you feel the damage done by the pandemic is reversible?
I think it's reversible. I think it's just going to have to take some intentionality and time. And we have to understand that our students, we've experienced some grief. And so we need to continue to be forward thinking and to talk about things like hope and to paint a picture of what the future looks like for students, to get them excited about things in life, ways that they can contribute in the world.
Miranda, I deal with this stigma all the time with mental health. I'm involved with SAVE, Suicide Awareness, mm-hmm. Voices of Education, talking about depression. And, you know, I've been doing this for 25 years, and there's still a stigma. I think it's less than it was 10, 20 years ago. But when it comes to young people and mental health, are they in a better headspace talking about this than maybe their parents or their grandparents? And what advice do you have for their parents and grandparents in terms of helping these teenagers get the help they need?
I think that our students are in a different place in terms of stigma and being able to talk to one another. But I would say it's also not something that they're going to share with just anyone, right? So I think our students, we encourage them to be in community, to develop some close friendships, to push into those routines and do things like eat meals, sleep, do all of those things, right? Those are important things for them to be engaged in. But as parents and caregivers are walking alongside them, I think it's important to simply ask questions, to find spaces to really check in and say, how are you doing? What did today include for you? What were some of your highs and lows? And by creating that space, I think students do open up. And then I also suggest showing care with action. And if it's not the parent-child relationship that can happen. There's so much research about, is there one other adult in their life who might be able to have these conversations? So including others can be important. Mm-hmm. But showing those care with action, what college student wouldn't love to have some of their favorite snacks or a card to let them know that you're thinking about them? Just ways that you can be supportive and encouraging. I think we sometimes downplay those a little too much. And then I would say there's so many great professional resources. Counseling's really changed in the last 2 years with telehealth being so accessible. So it's important that if students need those resources that they have, parents can turn to those professional resources and get them a different level of help when they're struggling.
Okay.
Miranda Powers, Vice President of the Students' Experience at Bethel. I'm so pleased to know this is all happening at Bethel, Miranda. So well done, and thank you for keeping us apprised.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Miranda.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.